handle your hardships by holding on to your hope. Handle hardships, hold on to hope. Yes, four H's. And we have from American history an amazing role model to help us understand the success principle, Amelia Earhart. It was on May 20, 1932, Earhart became the first woman to fly solo, nonstop, across the Atlantic. Her success journey really started 12 years early on a leisurely afternoon with her dad, who took her up for a 10-minute flight. She came back. She said, "I knew I had to fly." And that started a process of discipline where she had to work three different jobs in order to earn $1,000 that she needed for flight lessons. And once she started her flight lessons, she had to take a bus, and then once off the bus, walk 4 miles to the airfield. This is a statement that she made reflecting on the hardship of her experience. Some of us have great runways already built for us. If you have one, take off. But if you don't have one, realize it is your responsibility to grab a shovel and build one for yourself and for those who follow after you. Amelia Earhart did indeed handle her hardships by holding on to her hope. Dreamed of being a great flyer, and that motivated her through the trials that she had to face. I first experienced this success principle as a teenage athlete playing football. And through all of the trials of the workout and the suffering and the disappointments and the frustrations, I kept my dream of someday being a great football player. And I eventually made All-American. Now, what about you? Let this be your moment of virtue. If you're in the midst of hardship, suffering, or maybe you haven't taken on the self-discipline and you're just thinking about it and you're hesitant or fearful of the painful consequences, take the moment of virtue. Think about the hope, the dream, the goal, what it is you want to accomplish, the big picture for your life, the vision. Focus on that. Let that be your motivation to take you through the hardship or give you that inspiration to face that challenge and move forward to overcome that. Now, always remember, self-discipline is about the short-term pain for the long-term gain. It's not about hardship. It's not about suffering for suffering's sake. It's always the hardship and suffering in service of a larger purpose. And that's your hope. So holding on to that hope means keeping your eyes fixed on the future, keeping your heart set on the dream, and that will motivate you through the hardship to great success.